Hello, I'm Duncan Johnson, and welcome to the Duncan Johnson Show. I'm Duncan Johnson, and this is the Duncan Johnson Show. Today's big question: what is Jeremy Corbyn's favourite film? I will be trying Taifu tea, and so much more. But first, I'm going to talk to John Holland Kaye, the Managing Director of Heathrow Airport. Hello, John.
Hello, Duncan. How are you?
John, can you hear me? Hello, John. John, can you hear me? John? Hello? 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 That was John Holland Kaye, Managing Director for Heathrow Airport.
Today's big question with Duncan Johnson.
Today's big question. We'll be answering, what is Jeremy Corbyn's favourite film? We have Ricky Gervais on the line. Ricky, what do you think?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. That's a brilliant guess. And next on the line, we have Prime Minister Boris Johnson. What do you think his favourite film is?
I can't comment on that. But what I know is that he's a fervent believer in the transatlantic alliance, and that's a great thing.
Now for what we've all been waiting for. Jeremy, what is your favourite film?
I like The Great Gatsby because it's so absurd, and I like really long films, but I don't watch them very often.
I really don't know what I expected, but I'm moderately disappointed. But this won't disappoint. It's time for Duncan's Countdown. Duncan's Countdown with Duncan Johnson. Today we're going to be counting down the longest celebrity toenails. So, let's get started at number 3. Jeremy Corbyn's there, with toenails measuring 1.5 centimetres. At number 2, Tim Cook, with toenails measuring 2.5 centimetres. And her third week at the top, we have Katie Price, whose toenails measure a staggering 4 centimetres. So there you have it. Were you shocked by these toenail lengths? How long are your toenails? Tell me on Twitter.
Duncan's listener email with Duncan Johnson.
I receive a lot of emails on the show, but this one really tickled me pink. PeterFile@gmail.com asks, Duncan, how do you make a paper giraffe? Well, Peter, I did an origami lesson in primary school once, so I think I know what I'm talking about. Grab a piece of paper, like the piece of paper I have here. This is white, yellow or red will do. Try and avoid blue. Make a fold in the paper. Make sure that's a nice tight fold. Make another fold. Keep doing the folds. Another fold. Another fold. Another fold. Then you untuck the third fold. It's very important that it's the third. Okay. That rip. Those are the ears. Okay. Then fold this. You have a giraffe. Well, Peter File, you're welcome. Send me your giraffes on Twitter. Before we get on to Duncan's funny joke of the week, I'd like to make an apology. Katie Price's nails are not 4 centimetres. She recently trimmed them to 2.5, matching Tim Cook. So we have a tie at first place. It's Tim and Katie Price. Sorry for the confusion.
Duncan's funny joke of the week with Duncan Johnson.
Anyway, I bumped into an old friend and he's moving house, so he was up in his loft clearing boxes, and he found a Christmas present that he meant to give his grandkids, and forgot about. So I ask, well, what was the present? Kittens.
Bonus joke with Duncan Johnson.
What do you call two rubbers in ladies' underwear? A pair of knickers. That's one for the kids. If you know me, you'll know that I like the finer things in life. Andrex toilet paper and Yorkshire Gold tea. Well, in an effort to save money, and because I have no other podcast ideas, I will be trying a variety of other teas. And this week, we're starting at the bottom. Tai Fu.
Duncan's Tea of the Week with Duncan Johnson.
Today I'll be sampling Tai Fu tea, so let's give it a go.
Fuck me.
Tai Fu tea gets a 4 out of 10. Apparently Shakespeare wrote his plays in pencil. Now my favourite pencil is the 2B pencil. You know, it's a lot thicker than a HB, but not too thick that you can't rub it out. But what did Shakespeare use? Was it 2B or not 2B? That is the question. Tell me what you think. And thank you for listening to this episode of the Duncan Johnson Show. Yes, this really is the end. It really is this short. I really am not that funny. But you've made it this far. So thanks. There is no more podcast now. No, I mean it. Goodbye.